It seems as though it was just days ago that the Gospel of Judas was front and center of the news. USA Today ran a cover story titled "Long Lost Gospel of Judas Cast Traitor in a New Light." And National Geographic featured a two-hour, made-for-television special on 13 papyrus pages that promised to challenge our deepest spiritual convictions and produce a genuine crisis of faith. According to a vast majority of scholars, the greatest story ever told might well be the greatest story ever sold. In fact, according to Michael White, director of the Institute for the Study of Antiquity and Christian Origins at the University of Texas, Austin, scripture-like history was codified by winners. In other words, by those who emerged with the greatest numbers at the end of three centuries of Christianity. So manuscripts, like the Gospel of Judas, didn't make it into the Bible because the Gospel of Judas was out of line with the direction winners wanted to take their newly minted religious notions. And as a result, it is said that dozens of credible scholars simply didn't want the Gospel of John and other Gospels like Luke and Matthew and Mark to make it into the Bible. Dozens of credible Gospels lost out, and instead we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At least that's the story. Bart Ehrman, he chairs the Department of Religious Studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is so enamored with the Gospel of Judas that in his view, had we embraced its perspective on Judas, we might well have avoided the Holocaust. In short, a new generation of scholars is disseminating the notion that the Bible is merely the product of historical winners who preferred the dark and anti-Semitic overtones of manuscripts like the Gospel of John over the more racially sensitive Gospels such as the Gospel of Judas. A new myth, a new day. We're constantly being barraged by myths, and we have to have the discernment skills to separate wheat from chaff, heat from light. The sensationalistic report that archaeology has uncovered a new artifact that will raise questions regarding the veracity of our faith is something that we are going to constantly be barraged with. Craig Hazen points out in the Christian Research Journal that one of the latest archaeology finds being used to call into question the New Testament is a find called Gabriel's Revelation.